Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bonnie Kay, and welcome to the Straight Wives Talk Show. This is a hard-hitting show that discusses the complexity of marriages between straight women to gay men. Each week, my guests and I discuss issues that affect over 4 million women in this country and millions more around the world who find themselves unknowingly married to a gay or bisexual man. If you do have any comments you would like to make during this broadcast, you can either call them in at area code 646-716-4893, or if you feel more comfortable, you can email me at bonkay@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com. Before I introduce my special guest tonight, I'm just going to make a couple of announcements. First, we're getting ready for our next healing weekend. That will be September 20th and 21st in Los Angeles, California. I'm very excited about this because it's been a while since I've been out to the West Coast with our women. And we have women who are coming from all over, including Canada and Hawaii, who will be joining us on our healing weekend. So if you're interested in joining me for a time that can change your life for real, and you walk away feeling totally different than the way you came, please write to me at bonkay@aol.com, and I'll be happy to put you on my list and send you all the details. During the healing weekend, we share stories, we cry, we laugh, we have speakers there to help you on your way to healing, and no woman leaves the same way she walked in. It's really an amazing experience. So there's no cost for the healing weekend, just your cost of staying. We have a group rate, so it's really reasonable. It's near the LA airport. And if you want more information, as I mentioned, please write to me. Time will go fast. I know it's only May, but before we turn our head, it will be September. So if you want to get that group rate, please get, write me a note. Also, just a reminder that we have our support chats on Thursday and Sunday evenings now, and our Adult Children of Gay Fathers adult chat on Wednesday evenings. If you would like to join the adult chats, please let me know. If you're not on my newsletter list and you would like to be on there, just drop me a note and I'm happy to put you on there. So without spending too much more time listening to me, I want to talk for a moment about my very special guest for tonight. And this is kind of an unusual show because usually we discuss issues that affect straight wives only, because that's primarily who I work with, and, that's what I've specialized in over the years. When I first started doing this work 30 years ago, I was working also with straight men who were married to lesbian women, but realized that, I would feel more comfortable working with women because I just felt I could relate to that situation more. But certainly there are many men who are going through this process, and it's always interesting for me to learn about them. Ken came to my attention, Ken Reinhart, a couple of months ago when he sent me a link to a video that he had just produced for the Straight Spouse Network. And it's a video that's a short video, but it interviews a number of people, both women and men, who are going through this process. And to be quite frank with you, this video blew me away. I mean, I was just so over impressed with this video. And I started sending it to people who were giving me the very same feedback, how for the first time they felt there was a video that expressed exactly how they felt and the emotional impact they were going through. So I kind of leaned on Ken to ask him to come here tonight as the producer of this film and asked him if he would share some time with us. And, of course, we're going to give you all the links so you can watch the film too. So, Ken, I'd really like to welcome you to our Straight Wives Talk Show.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. It's a pleasure.
I know you're not a straight wife, but you are a straight husband, right?
Exactly. Going on about, in August, it'll be 3 years.
Okay. And, I think I mentioned to you that most of the work we always have on here is always about straight wives. Not that we're trying to leave out the husbands, but I don't like to have to pretend that I'm good at something that I don't really know that much about. But, boy, I bet you do know about it. So if you don't mind, I'd like to start there before we talk about your video.
Sure.
Because a number of the women who I told you are coming on the show, they were so excited because I always want to hear it also from a straight man. You know, the emotional impact it has on him. Is it the same thing? You know, do men feel the same way? Are they more willing to accept this? And in the beginning, when I first started doing my support groups back in, I guess, 1982, it was a long time ago, I did have men who were in my support groups in Philadelphia here who were going through that. They were straight men who had lesbian wives. And it did seem that, you know, they were very devastated. But somehow they seemed, at that point to me, to have an easier time putting life back together. So from a straight man's point of view, maybe you can tell us a little about your journey and how you feel about that.
Well, about August of 2011, my wife came home from a writing conference and told me our marriage was over, and she had met someone and realized that we could no longer be married. Not that there weren't indications beforehand. It was odd to actually know that it was the ending, that it was just so fast, and that there was no turning back. And for me,
How long have you been married, Ken?
For 7 years. 7 years,
okay.
Have been together for a decade. And
were there any red flags prior to the time she came out and told you?
Well, yes, and she had told me right when we were seeing each other for the first time that her last relationship was with a woman, and it didn't seem to be an issue until 7 years into our marriage. And so for me, you know, and again, I know her journey and her truth is much different from my journey and my truth. And, you know, for her to finally accept who she is, I mean, I'm happy that she has. I'm sorry everything went down the way it did. And, you know, my journey with the straight spouses that I have met along the way, you know, it took a realization walking into a straight gathering in Chicago that all of these miraculous people that have come into my life, I would have never known them had this not taken place. And they seem like lifetime friends. And it's like that. At that point, it was like, okay, chalk up one for a good thing.
But let me ask you this question. Or not ask you a question, but just give you some insight. I think that a lot of people have some kind of feeling that something's off before they get married. And, you know, I got involved with my relationship with my ex-husband back in the 1970s. So that was a long time ago before people knew much. And I was coming out of the sexual revolution of the 1960s and early 70s where anything went. So if a man would have told me at that point, as I had been with somebody, that they had been with a man, they tried it, they didn't like it, it's just not what they were, it wouldn't really seem that unusual to me because that's what the times were like. And a lot of people would say to me, well, are you stupid? No, I wasn't stupid. You know, I really didn't understand homosexuality. You know, I thought, well, you know what, you try it, you don't like it, that's not what you are, because that's the way we were socialized back then. So do you feel that you had a lack of real understanding also?
No. I feel for many years of our marriage that there wasn't an issue. That there wasn't an issue. And I know a lot of straight spouses disagree and say it was a deception from the start. But I honestly can say I was grateful for the experience in the marriage that we had. However, how the ending happened sort of overshadows a lot of remembering the good things. But no, I feel there was truthful honesty? You know, I think at this point, even 3 years out, to understand that someone can't really be authentic to you until they're authentic to themselves,
mm-hmm.
Makes me, you know, I've been working a lot with forgiveness, and it's those two things that go, they either go hand in hand or counteract each other,
mm-hmm.
to go, you know, was it a lie? Was it deception? Did I not get the full truth? And I go back and forth. But I'd like to totally and finally arrive at a point where I can understand that she loved me in the best way she could.
Right, or to the best of her ability. And I'm
yeah.
sure she did love you. And I'm sure
yeah.
she did went into the marriage with good faith. As
right.
I tell all of our women, that men who marry them, they're not looking to trick them. You know, they love them to the best of their
right.
abilities. And if anything, they're kidding themselves. And they're
right.
hoping that if they can love a woman enough, then they won't have to have those gay, you know, feelings or attractions. And they really do believe that love can conquer all.
Right.
But I was wondering if you had found in your experiences that it's different for women than for men.
I didn't then. I sort of think now there is a difference, and just of all the straight spouses I've met, primarily through straight book, you know, the ratio of people that either are on there male to female, it's, you know, like a 3-to-1 ratio of women to men. And,
uh-huh.
you know, I don't know if that's just an indication of, you know, how many gay husbands there are, or that not many men seek treatment or help or can be vulnerable in a group like that. You know, I think it might be a combination of both.
Were there children involved?
I had two stepchildren that I helped raise for, you know, through their middle school and high school.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes that creates more complications, you know, with children as far as custody issues, as far as acceptance. And it seems like you're a pretty open, accepting guy, which not everybody may be.
Right, and it's been hard. I mean, both of them have been very good about, you know, we tried to pretend like there weren't sides, you know, but, you know, she is their mother, and, you know, obviously they're excited about her new challenges in life, and I, you know, it's kind of hard because, as with any marriage that breaks up, the extended family that you were so close to just sort of drift apart.
Uh-huh.
And
it really does affect you.
A very large family that I was very near and dear to, and it's kind of hard that, you know, some don't really even know how to talk to me. Yeah.
I know. Well, that's certainly the problem with stepchildren, because once the family splits, then, you know, it's not unlikely that the stepchildren go with, you know, the parent.
Right.
You know,
right.
the long-term parent or the natural parent, even though you're very close to them. I've seen this happen many times. But
sure.
also, you know, when there are children involved, I'm wondering also if the dynamics change. You know, I always say to our women that there is a prototype of woman that a gay man chooses for a wife. And I've documented that pretty thoroughly, because it seems that the majority, overwhelming majority of the women that I've worked with, which is probably at this point close to 100,000 women over the last 30 years, so I keep a lot of documentation, but it seems like there's a prototype of a woman whenever we have our get-togethers and gatherings. We're helpers, we're nurses and teachers and human service workers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the helpers of the world, who are the nurturing people who need to fix everything, that these men tend to gravitate towards because
mm-hmm.
of the fact that they feel a sense of safety, that if things don't work out, there will be somebody there that they can, you know, fall back on, because that's who we are. And
right.
do you feel the same thing with men? Is there someone, have you noticed a prototype of a man that, you know, lesbian women who are going into marriages seem to gravitate towards?
Well, you know, I, as you were describing that, I think I fit into that prototype. I mean, emotionally, you know, I'm closer to feminine characteristics emotionally than I am to men. Don't drink. I don't really, you know, I'm not really into sports. I sit with the women in the kitchen and talk about aromatherapy and good smelling bath soap as opposed to, you know, and I said at one gathering of, after all of this went down, I went to a birthday party with her family, and I said, you know, for the longest time you thought I was the gay one in this marriage. You know, they found it comical.
Did they think that?
Yeah, they did.
But was that based on the fact that you weren't a Mr. Macho Man out there with the sports and stuff?
Right.
Yeah, so maybe she felt safer. You know, like I say, maybe that is the prototype that women also would gravitate towards because they're looking for someone who's nurturing, understanding, you know, someone who, if there is a problem along the way, that will understand it. So I think that men might be in the same position. I know the men I've worked with are certainly like that, you know, in my earlier years. They were wonderful men. You know, they were sweethearts that people would love to have for husbands.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say that straight wives make the best wives because they try so hard. You know, they're always trying constantly to fix something that's broken.
Right.
So when you were making the video, tell us a little more about that. You know, what inspired you to do this?
Well, after she moved out, our house was just sort of piece by piece getting dismantled. And I still had my computer out there, and I still had the internet there. And I was frantically searching, you know, as everybody that's gone through it knows, you're in that search of not knowing what's real. If you're, you know, you wake up in the morning and go, is this truly real? Is this all happening? And I was searching everywhere just to find some information on people who had gone through it before. And I'm typing into Google, what, you know, my wife is gay or my wife's lesbian or I, you know, and finally I came across the Straight Spouse Network. And I joined one of the, at that time I just needed to talk to somebody. I just needed to talk to another person who had gone through it. And somebody called me right away. And I joined like a listserv, but it was really hard for me to maintain like, you know, 75 emails a day. And then I joined Straightbook, which is the private Facebook interface. And when I was looking at the website, I was frantically searching for a video, just a video somewhere, to see someone who had gone through it, just to look into their eyes, to see, you know, something more than writing of somebody's story. And I couldn't find it. And what I wanted to do was create that, because I wanted to be able to put together, from the people that I was meeting, I wanted to put together a video to have people see people from all different perspectives, somebody new to that had just happened to, somebody who was 8 years out, someone who had found a new life beyond it and could give other people hope, and to be able to mix all that together. So about that time I was, there was a gathering in Chicago, and I just took my video gear there and I contacted a few people up front, and actually set it up in my hotel room. And one of the people I was interviewing, they said, well, you're not going to interview me unless I interview you first. So I sat down and did my interview with them. And then it was just a series of taking everybody's clips and seeing what all connected and just having them tell their stories back to back. Because, I mean, for one person to sit and tell their story, it's an emotional thing to relive it. I know when I had all the footage and I was trying to edit it all together, I was reliving it all again. It was almost like I was right back there.
I do want to mention that you also, prior to this time, you've been in filmmaking for a while, correct?
Yeah, I'd done some videos, and I worked at a children's literacy program interviewing teachers, and had my sort of my own business. I wanted to be able to have people tell their stories, and not, you know, yes, it was edited by me, but it wasn't like I was taking anything out of context or not letting them tell exactly what they wanted to, which is hard because, I mean, it was hard to even find enough people that feel comfortable doing that. Some merely can't because of their, you know, because of a court situation or because of some respect to their ex or their children. But there were a few people that said, I'd love to. And I think it was also therapeutic for them. I know it was for me to be in front of the camera and have somebody turn it back on me and say, you know, tell your story.
All the people who are part of this video, you know, they have to be so highly commended for their bravery and for their willingness to share because, you know, you can minimize all you want about what, you know, putting it together, but I know that they are the ones who spoke the words, but just the way you put it together, the impact of that, and like I say, everybody I've shown it to has really just been amazed by this. So I think that this is really has to be given the kinds of credit that you deserve. It's just a beautiful video.
Thanks. Well, I think again, it's how do you tell a story? I mean, throughout my life, it's like, you know, what are the stories that nobody hears? What are the stories that are hidden or not, you know, the other side of the coin? And again, you know, I hear this over and over from straight spouses saying, you know, we have no forum to tell our story. There's this. Every once in a while we get mentioned on Dear Abby but people don't know. And just experiencing that in my real life of, you know, being able, not for shock value, but to be able to tell your own truth,
I think also that I can't speak on behalf of men, as I told you, because, you know, I'm just so entrenched, you know, with the women, that's kind of where I'm at. But I will say there has not been much out there that's really portrayed the pain that women go through. And, you know, when you look around and you see what the film industry has done with this particular idea, and I'm going to give you an example. Brokeback Mountain, did you see that movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, when Brokeback Mountain first came out a few years ago, and it was, you know, nominee for our best movie, I mean, it was unbelievable all the publicity this movie was getting. And, you know, I went to see the movie, and I was so disturbed by it. I know where others were saying what a wonderful movie it is. I didn't look at it that way because I am a straight wife. So
right.
I couldn't look at the journey that these two men were taking together. I was looking at how the straight wives were portrayed, and it really angered me. Because once again, straight wives were put into this kind of victimized kind of role where one woman, she was, you know, not smart enough to figure it out, and the other woman was just bitchy and didn't care. So they weren't put in any kind of sympathetic types of roles where people would have any kind of empathy for them. And yet they were saying how wonderful it was for the men. So once again, you know, and finally you have an opportunity to portray a wife who's straight. And then there was another movie that came out that the gentleman asked me in an interview about, you know, people, I forget the name of it, something with golf. And, you know, it was about a man who fell in love with his son's friend or whatever the case is. And, You know, I watched that movie also, and again, the wife was made to look like the stupid one who, well, this was going on, and she refused to accept it. You know, it's never really portraying people in the light that I see them going through, and that's why
right.
I know the Mormons had done some videos, you know, the Mormon movement, and they did a good job, but I still feel that, you know, this was really the epitome that reflected the emotional state that people do go through. I mean, yours, I think, really hit the nail on the head and really gave the information that we're trying to relay.
Well,
that's
well,
a
I think,
great talent.
Oh, thanks. I think it's important because, like you said, the light that we're all going through, I can't explain the light I'm going through. I can give people certain circumstances or certain things. You know, I don't want sympathy for my plight, but what I wanted was to be able to create some sort of forum for me to be able to share my light through others sharing their light. And I think somebody really early in the journey, I went to an art performance somewhere, and the directors, who were very close friends of my first wife and I, they're a gay couple, and one of them sat down, and he was very sympathetic, and he said, I can't imagine what you're going through. And he said, I think when something like this happens, for people who are artists, oh, you've got to do some sort of work to be able to work through the pain and express it. And I think for me that's what this helped me with, because it helped me make some very deep connections with some people going through the same thing. And I, you know, we sit in balance, you know, talking about how crazy the journey is. And we also, you know, we can spend the time doing that, or we can spend the time talking about how we help each other forward. And I wanted to still wanted to balance that blend of people being able to tell their story, but also to say how we move forward or how they've moved forward.
And I think that's so important, because people have to realize that you can have a bright tomorrow even when you're going through hell today. And I think we kind of lose perspective of that when we're faced with losing everything that we have, women having to give up their homes, become single parents. You know, it's, you know, the same for many men who have their lives have to change. Their children could be taken away from them, you know, put into a situation that they may not necessarily agree with. You know, I think that sometimes it's nice to be liberal and open, and I think that all of us are very pro-gay before we get married. But that may change when you find homosexuality entering your marriage and taking away your spouse. Then all of a sudden, you know, your feelings could be very different. And that doesn't mean that you're homophobic, or it doesn't mean that, you know, that you don't like gay people. It's just that you feel that homosexuality has come and really taken away what's yours. And there's so many different levels of the deception that goes with it. You know, once again, can't compare the men and the women. I don't have enough knowledge, you know, with the men, because when men come to me and they want support, the first thing I do is give them, you know, the Straight Spouse Network, and I say you'll find men there who can really give you the support, because I just don't have the background knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know the pain of the women and, you know, what the struggles are for so many, because so many of these guys are so frustrated, you know, when they're in these marriages. And they know they're not where they belong, and because they can't be honest with themselves to start with. You know, I do work with a lot of gay men who are coming out. That I do work with. So I certainly can understand their journey also. But there comes a point where you have to realize that you're not being a husband to your wife, and you're making her feel that she's doing something wrong because you can't be honest. And I feel that not having that missing puzzle piece when it drives people crazy, not knowing what's wrong in their marriages and trying so hard to make something work, not knowing what you're dealing with. So I see that end, you know, from the women that I work with. Do you see that as much with the men? Because, you know, you have more exposure with that.
Well, it's interesting you use the phrase missing puzzle piece, because even almost 3 years out, I'm still searching for a puzzle piece that I missed.
Uh-huh.
And something that did help really early, I don't know if this answers your question specifically or takes it off on a different tangent, but I talked with one of the members of our church, gay man who had recently come out and left
uh-huh.
his wife earlier, and he was actually, we sat and talked all afternoon, and he said, you know, this is, all of this hits really close to home, because what you're explaining is what I did. And he was so helpful, because saying things like, you know, why, you know, she doesn't even, we can't even call, we can't even talk. And he said, well, I would love to call my ex just to see how she's doing, but she wants me to get the stuff out of the basement and get on with my life. You know, I would love to. And he helped shed some light on the other side of it. And it was very helpful for me to know that at that point, you know, there's just me. It's me going through what I have to go through internally with the healing process, and you know, all the things that come with it, and all the external things you have to deal with when, you know, your home and your marriage are disintegrating.
Ken, I had a couple of emails come in from women that wanted to ask you questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The first one says, idea for Ken. This one woman said she was wondering if maybe you would consider making a similar video that explains the story for the parents of the gay spouse. And, you know, because a lot of times when they're, I mean, now once again, I'm just reflecting on what women are going through. But when
mm-hmm.
a marriage does break up, a lot of times, you know, you are losing the in-laws who are wonderful parts of your family. And just like you said with your stepchildren, poof, they're gone. This also happens with in-laws when you are very close with them, because they feel that they have to pick a side and their child's the one who's going to get their loyalty. And a lot of times the parents don't understand it. I mean, it's hard enough for the gay person to understand himself, but the parents don't always understand it. So there's really not a lot of information for them out there. So she was wondering
right.
if it would be nice to send them a link that would help them understand. So that was just
right,
a comment
a
that maybe you would consider. Another letter just came in from Janet in Minnesota. Okay. She's asking, Ken, could you please tell us if this works the same way? When a wife leaves you, claim, you know, stating that she's a lesbian and has a bad relationship, does she come back and say she made a mistake?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yes, she said, one second. When a woman leaves, so what it is basically is this. She's asking you, have you seen women who leave their husbands and say that, you know, they found a woman mate, they're a lesbian, they can't stay in a marriage now with a man? Let's say if that relationship isn't successful, do they come running back? Because that happens with us a lot. You know, the man will say, well, I'm gay, I'm going out there, you know, I found myself, but then he has a bad experience and he's running back to his wife saying, I made a mistake. You know, I thought that's
right.
what I was. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, I've heard situations like that. You know, for the first 2 months, I thought that was what was going to happen in my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just, you know, I thought of the last 10 years and what I've been into, and I just thought it was, you know, again, you think it's a phase, or you think it's some confusion, or you don't know what it is when everything's changing. But I have heard, you know, just from men's perspectives, I have heard of situations where the, you know, the the wife doesn't want to leave, doesn't want to break up the marriage, doesn't want to break up the family, and can't understand why, you know, the husband would have a problem with her exercising her same-sex attraction as well in the marriage. I mean, I've heard that from both men and women in this case.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that some women feel that men can accept the whole concept of lesbianism in a relationship better than women can of gay men in a relationship. That I don't necessarily, you know, I don't agree with that. But, you know, I've had women say to me, well, men, you know, they get turned on by the thought of two women together. I said, yeah, but not when it's your wife. You know,
right.
That may not turn you on quite at all, you know. And I one time had a friend in that situation. He was part of my group for, you know, a couple of years there. And he said, you know, I don't feel that way. He said, she wants to be with another woman. He said, I am so angry about it. You know, he didn't find that it was a turn on. He was very upset. So I think that women don't always understand how men are going to react, that it's going to be better for a man than it is for a woman. I don't think it is, right?
Well, I just think I know that a year before our marriage ended, I had an indication that she was having feelings for someone else. Everything was changing and everything was shifting. And I know that I was more tuned into it than I think she was, that I noticed things that she didn't notice. And and I think it's, you know, I mean, it varies in everybody's particular circumstance, but I know I felt more devastated finding out about that a year before our marriage end than the actual ending. I mean, I felt this intuition of something was wrong. But when I tried to talk about it or we tried to discuss it, she got angry and said, that's not the case. And I think that's what's hard, you know, still looking back to go, why didn't I leave a year before that? And I mean, I know straight spouses that said, why didn't I leave 10 years earlier? 10 years of my life is gone, you know? And I mean, for me, luckily it was a year, but I just felt like I was waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it dropped hard.
And let me ask you this really stupid question, because people ask us all the time, so I feel I have a right to ask you.
Okay.
People always ask us, is it worse because it's a man, or would it be worse if it were another woman? You know, I hate when people ask me that question.
Yeah.
But I definitely do feel it's worse because it's a man. But I don't want you to feel it's worse because it's a man, because I hate when people say to me, well, at least if it's another woman, you know, you can fight back. With another man, you have no chance. I say, if it's with another woman, you still have no chance because he's unfaithful to you and he wants to be with somebody else. So that doesn't faze me as much. I feel that the whole concept of homosexuality is not just a sexual thing. It's a deception of who you are in general. And I know as far as the men that, you know, we live with, they blame us for so much because they can't be honest with themselves or with us about the problems in the marriage. So they'll, you know, say, well, this is your fault, that's your fault. You know, there's a lot more to it than just the sexuality. It's the whole breakdown of who you are as a person that, you know,
right.
really, you know, takes away who you are and trying to be somebody who you're not just to please someone who you can never please. So that's
right.
where, you know, the women break down. I don't know if the men have that same struggle, that they're not a good enough husband, they're not good enough questioning their sexuality. I know for us, Ken, we do question our sexuality, and maybe there's something wrong with us that we can't please our husbands. Dealing with men, do you feel they have the same emotional feelings like that?
Well, I think that question, the question goes hand in hand with people saying, oh, I know how it is when my marriage, you know, a traditional marriage ended. And they always say, you know, it's not any worse than that. And I say, no, it's not worse at all. It's just different. It's a different set of psychological hurdles you have to go through, then, you know, like whether it was with another man or whether it was with a woman. I haven't had the experience of my wife leaving me for another man. So I don't know what that's like, but what I do know is I've been divorced twice. My first wife and I are very good friends. We became better friends after we got divorced. It was nothing like this. It was nothing like the soul searching that I've had to go through to just figure out who I am, what I am spiritually, sexually. I mean, I questioned it all. The first, I went to see a counselor, and she basically, one of the first things she said is, well, you need to know this isn't your fault, or you didn't cause this. It's like, well, I know I didn't cause this. And I know a lot of people question that stuff. I never for once thought it was something that I didn't achieve. My biggest question was, where did the love go that we did have? How did that shut off like a faucet so quickly, and we don't even speak rarely anymore? Where did that go? What was that? You know, and I remember in my first marriage, I remember everything. I remember every scene, every the look on her face, the emotion that went with it. But with my second marriage, there are parts I don't even remember. I knew I was happy during it, but I don't. It's just like clouded. It's like a clouded haze, and I look at pictures of events where we were, and I remember the events, but I can't remember how I felt. And it's coming back. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, when people talk about someone going through a brain injury and starting to remember things that they didn't before. That's what it sort of feels. It sort of feels similar, that there are parts of my marriage or just events or things that'll just come out of the blue, where I'll actually have a feeling associated with it, which I didn't before and was just cloudy.
Well, I think that's very understandable when you're really trying to recover from a situation that I think leads to post-traumatic stress in many cases, or into trying to just wipe things out of your mind so you don't have to deal with them. I know I'm having that experience myself right now. I'm doing a book about my daughter who passed away, you know, 12 years ago from drug addiction. And, you know, a lot of things in my mind were clouded too, you know, because I think that we do that as a means of survival. And it isn't until we're really ready to examine it that we're able to really look at it again. You know, I think sometimes things are so painful that we don't realize that we're just suppressing these memories.
Right.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, from my point of view.
Definitely.
I have another question for you that, you know, once again, you may not personally have gone through this, but maybe from the Straight Spouse Network, you know, and working with men, you can answer this. This is from a woman in Tennessee, and she wants to know, when in custody cases, are they affected when the wife is a lesbian with children?
That I would know. There was no experience of that in my case.
No, I know, but I was wondering, you know, with the other men that you've met through Straight Spouse Network.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have much experience talking with others that have that.
Mm-hmm. Because I know that for women that it's really not an allowable issue in most courts, you know, that if the husband is gay, that doesn't have anything to do with custody anymore. So I didn't know whether that works both ways.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Okay. Well, that's a good question we could ask people, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Now, one of the things that I've been working on for the last couple of years that, you know, is another thought for you, as far as, you know, moving on in the future, that's something that's desperately needed. I think we all underestimated the effects this has on the children from coming from a gay parent. And, you know, I have a support group called Adult Children of Gay Fathers because there are a lot of emotional issues that our kids go through also. A lot of them were keepers of the secret. They couldn't tell the other parent even though they knew. Or they felt they'd be responsible for breaking up the family if they were the ones to go and tell.
Right.
Or sometimes the gay father would tell them, you know, when they would confront their gay fathers and they would say, look, you know, if you tell your mother, you know, it could break up the whole family. Do you want to be responsible for that? You know, there's been a lot of emotional damage done to a lot of our kids that I think we've really underestimated. The fact that most of them, because this was a secret in the marriages, but they always knew that something was wrong in the marriage. They didn't know necessarily what it was, but it wasn't like a traditional marriage where people were affectionate and loving and, you know, there were always problems going on or the father was unhappy or depression or whatever the case is. And it came to affect their relationships as they got older. And these are the issues that I deal with in our support group of adult children for gay, from gay parents or gay fathers. Do you think this is something, and, you know, there's such a need for information on that. If you think there's not much going on for, you know, straight husbands, you should see how little there is for children to come from a gay parent. There's, like, nothing. I mean, there's a group for people who have two gay parents, which is different than this emotional impact of growing up in a family where there's deceit going on for years and, you know, lies going on. It's a totally different dynamic. But, you know, there's really virtually nothing out there. So this might be another great idea for a video.
Right. And I think, you know, I know the video I put together, I believe they're using it also for PFLAG in a couple of different situations too. But again, it doesn't particularly address that. You know, a few people talk about their children in it, but I know, I mean,
right, it's a separate situation altogether.
Yeah, and I just know from from having stepchildren in this, you know, how difficult it is there. But I can't imagine what emotional impact it does put on the children.
I know, and especially since most kids today are so technically, you know, they have technology behind them, that I would say in the vast majority of the cases of the women I work with, the children know before the woman knows.
Wow.
And, you know, that's a really hard thing for these kids to live with because they just don't know where to go with this. And it also makes them doubt their own future relationships as far as trust, that their father is not trustworthy to their mother. You know, does this reflect how their relationships are going to be? But I think that a lot of times, as much as we fight the whole stereotype of homophobia, and I always tell parents that by keeping this a secret, it's like keeping it like something's wrong. I really do believe that children need to know the truth.
Right.
They don't have to know it in terms of sexual terms, but they have to know it in terms of that there's nothing wrong with being gay, that people are born differently, that they don't have a choice in their sexuality. They only have a choice in being honest about it. And that takes time sometimes in understanding who you are to be honest about it. But once you're acting on it and once you're doing it or leaving a marriage, I think the children have to know the reason why. And
right.
that today it's not as stigmatizing as it used to be. But, in, you know, you also have to know who you can tell because in certain parts of this country, it still is a social stigma, depending on where you're from. A lot of places still are kind of closed-minded about it. But that's why some children are, you know, definitely afraid how it will affect them, how their friends will perceive them. So that's why I think we've really underestimated what kids are going through this whole ordeal, that they're really the collateral damage that we're dealing with. And people really aren't addressing this, so I'm trying to. But maybe that's something you'll consider for your future.
Well, can I talk about my current situation in life and the child
Absolutely.
That is in my life right now?
I'd love to hear it.
When I went to Chicago to do those interviews, I met a woman there that I fell madly in love with, and we had a long-distance relationship for 2 years. And
mm-hmm.
I moved to Denver in September, mm-hmm. and she has a 9-year-old daughter, and her gay estranged husband is, you know, one of my best friends here, and mm-hmm. she knows the truth, and, you know, the situation is, it's hard for me to talk with others that don't have the love and honesty in their homes and don't have the truth.
Uh-huh.
But this situation is, it's hard for a lot of people to understand, but it's the most loving situation from both perspectives.
So which situation is that?
Just the honesty.
That's format. I always tell, absolutely. First of all, I don't believe that women are able to forgive if a man can't be honest. You know, I'm always for forgiveness, but I'm not for blind forgiveness. I feel it has to be earned and deserved, just not given.
Right.
Now, not everybody agrees with me, and that's fine, too. I'm just giving you my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that based on the fact that I don't want to have to feel like a victim my whole life, but other people disagree. Some feel that by forgiving, you know, that you're helping yourself. I just know for me, I feel that by forgiving blindly and without cause, that I would just feel more like a victim. So either way is fine. You know, I just don't want people to feel they have to forgive or
right.
they don't have to forgive. But I know that for me, forgiveness starts with honesty. And I feel that I've really worked with a lot of gay men in coming out to their wives. And I always tell men it's going to be the very worst day of your whole life when you have to make this announcement to the woman who plans to stay married to you forever. But on the other hand, you cannot move forward. And I have men who say to me, well, can't I just leave? Why do I have to tell her? Does she have to know the truth? And I always say, yes, they have to know the truth. You can't make it like we're breaking up because we're going in different directions. Different directions is you're gay. I mean, that has nothing to do with a different direction, that you have to be honest about it, because if you're not, then the person you love, you really don't love. And you took a vow to love this woman and to cherish her. You owe her the truth. And I think that once the truth is out, even though it hurts, I always tell men that if you're physically, emotionally responsible, financially responsible to your family, you can earn the forgiveness. Things happen
right.
in life. You didn't purposely trip her up, but you do have the obligation to be honest. Do you feel that way?
Oh, yes, definitely. What I learned very early on is I couldn't tell my truth to her family or friends, you know, without infringing on her truth. And our truths don't have to align. Really early on, I did a video where I just walked in front of a camera and told my truth and put it on Straight Book. And it just doing that simple gesture,
uh-huh.
it was amazing the response of people that either shared it, just saying, look what a friend of mine is going through, because they couldn't be out. One woman that night said, I'm going to tell my children because of this. And it was just, for me, it was just a simple gesture of I couldn't hide in somebody else's truth anymore. And I know, like I said, everybody's situation is different as to what they can say and what they can't say or what they feel comfortable saying. But I had no idea somebody would use that to be able to, you know, like sort of send out in code to their friends, this is what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm. And I think that,
you know,
just sometimes hearing it from someone like you did gives people that encouragement that they need. You know, the one thing that I really hate, you know, after all these years, is I hate when a husband's coming out of the closet, but the wife is going further into the closet. You know, I feel that she has to make this her secret when he's living a gay life. And a lot of times he'll say to her, well, you can't tell anybody. You know, this, I don't, you know, people knowing. I mean, I don't feel that's really fair to someone. You know, I don't feel that it's I don't think you have to shout it from the rooftops, but if you need support from your family, from a group, from a counselor, you know, you shouldn't have to lie about that. You know, you didn't create the situation. He's living a gay life. He's off with his lover. Why do you have to be in the closet? I mean, I just don't get it. I feel that truth always sets people free in this situation.
Right, and my ex told me I could tell anybody anything I wanted, but at that point I didn't know what the truth was. I didn't know if she was coming out or what. I was confused and going through all the other emotional things, so it wasn't like I was going to go around outing her if that's not what she was doing at that point.
Uh-huh. Well, like I say, you don't have to out her, but I do feel that, you know, women, if they have to discuss it with family, with friends, you know, they need as much support as they can get. You know, there's a lot of support for men and for women, you know, in the gay and lesbian community. They have all kinds of groups set up waiting for this. And I think that's good. They need support also. But that doesn't mean that we don't need support as well. I mean, you know, all of a sudden they're out there coming to terms with who they are. And I know with men, most of them, I mean, I've worked with, I guess, close to 5,000 men over the years, which sounds like a lot, but it's over 30 years, so it's not like, you know, all at one time. But they all knew something was different about them from the time they were little. It wasn't like all of a sudden one day at 30 they woke up and had these attractions for men. You know, they all knew there was something there. They may not have been able to define it as homosexuality, and there are gay men who can perform heterosexual sex, you know, at least 20% of them, for a while, so they're able to do that, and I really do believe against hope, they were hoping against hope that they could pull this off. They loved their wives. They want to be straight. They didn't want to be gay. But homosexuality, as I mentioned, it's not a choice. People don't turn that on and off. You know, it's who you are as a person. It's not just a sexual thing. It's who you feel the most, you know, where your comfort level is of who you are as a person, and I think that I know a lot of my women have a hard time understanding that. They think, oh, well, in other words, he just feels like sex is more important than we are. No, it's not just about sex. It's about who a person is.
Right.
Do you feel that same way as a man?
Oh, sure. And I mean, the thing is, I said early on, I didn't, not that I was confused about my sexuality, but I was confused about, you know, what my commitments of marriage were. I was confused about spiritually in life where I was. All of these things that I was grounded on, about my marriage, about my belief in God, about all of the things that I felt, you know, strength and comfort from, it was all up for grabs. I didn't know who I was, and I had to build one by one, you know, decide what, okay, wait, here's this part of me that still does apply. Here's this part of me that doesn't apply anymore. I don't know about, I don't even know about my belief in marriage anymore.
Yeah, it shakes your whole foundation.
Right. Yeah, your whole foundation is shook. And then trying to navigate a reality in your, you know, in your community where you went to the same church and you were the looked up, you know, the ideal couple that everyone looked up to. And then when I realized, when I kept going, why are all our together friends not able to talk to me at all? And I realized it wasn't really about my marriage breaking up. It was about the fact that they were examining their own marriage and it was about them. It was about them going, if that can happen to them, what about us?
Although, you know, I'm going to be honest, I do think people have a harder time dealing with what to say when they know a spouse is gay or a lesbian, because people feel really awkward about the whole thing. And I don't know about you as a man, but I know we as women always feel that, because it's true, that people question, well, they weren't gay when you married them. How come they're gay now? You know, because this is something that people still don't get. They still think that they weren't gay when they married you. How did they become gay, or what did you do to cause this? So a lot of our women are afraid to ever say anything because they're walking around with this innate shame or embarrassment that people are going to feel that they're at fault for this. Or, even worse, I have one woman, you know, who I work with who felt, well, if she does tell people this, they're going to think she's doing it for revenge. That, you know, this is how she's trying to hurt her ex-husband by saying he's gay. So I think there's a lot of issues that we deal with. Does that ever come up with men, do you think? That people will say, oh, well, she wasn't a lesbian when she married you. Where did you go wrong? I mean, do you have any of those internal feelings?
I've had that said to me. I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
The internal feelings are, I knew before.
Mm-hmm. So you know you didn't cause it.
And then there was during our marriage, and then what is the result now? And I don't know. It's just kind of hard to. Is it, like I said, that's still the puzzle piece. When did it happen? Was it a day, or was it through a series of events, or when did it get too much that we couldn't be together anymore in her mind? And why didn't it happen over a longer period of time? I mean, it just happened so rapidly that you know, it was like being shell-shocked.
Yeah,
and,
well, maybe
like
it
said,
wasn't so rapid. Maybe it was just rapid to you because, you
sure,
know, she may have had this on her mind for a long time.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've learned about, you know, spouses who are, you know, lesbians and gays, they're able to act for a long time. You know, they have us fooled. You know, they really go out of their way. I just got a really interesting letter from a man who was telling me that, you know, he made love to his wife on a regular basis. He did whatever he had to do to make her think that he wasn't gay. So, you know, people are trying so hard, but maybe it was meeting that other woman that sparked that, you know, this is who I am and who I want to be with. But I do feel that no matter, even though they love you and they're really trying, I feel there's something in them that's always, you know, there, you know, to remind them of this is who I really am. So I always say, well, we're hell of people that they gay people want to marry us. It makes us even better. Try using that approach now. We must be really super if a gay person wants to marry us. But Ken, I want to just thank you. I can't believe our hour is up already and even past that. You were a wonderful guest. I really appreciate it so much.
Well,
and
thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
No, I thank you very much for making such an important video and sharing such wonderful insight with us because, you know, we just don't have the knowledge about things from a man's point of view, and you were really able to share a lot of that with us tonight. So if people want to, you know, watch your video, if people are listening to this broadcast, I have it on my blog at gayhusbands.com. If you go to my blog, you'll see my recent newsletter where there's a link for the video, and also if you're listening to Blog Talk Radio tonight, you can see the link is on there also where you can go. And I've tried to post it everywhere on my Facebook and everywhere else, Ken. I'm just sending it out now to everybody going through this now who sends for information. I have this now part of my automatic letter. Please watch this video, you know, to give people that kind of hope and understanding and making a connection. And I'm hoping that someday you'll have the energy to expand this and make more stories. And I'm so happy that you have a new life, right, with a new love.
Yes, yes.
You know, something that you wouldn't have thought about 2 years ago, right?
No, never. And it's just amazing.
It is amazing.
To look back.
And I always tell my women that we have so many happily ever re-after stories. And, you know, I'm very excited. I'm with my soulmate now for just over 20 years, and I'm still madly in love with him. And, you know, I never thought that I would find that happiness again. And that you just have to give yourself a chance to first learn to love yourself and to heal. I think healing is really important before you jump into another relationship. Do you feel that same way?
No, very much so. Very much so. And even when you jump into that relationship, you're still healing.
Exactly. This is a lot of residual scarring from these situations. So there's no, you know, no magic fix or quick fix. But, you know, with time, with understanding, with help, with therapy, you know, there's all kinds of ways that you can heal. Another way is come to our healing weekends, look for meetings from the Straight Spouse Network. A lot of cities have that. I always refer people to that for face-to-face meetings. And look for, you know, just reach out. And you will find help there. It's not going to be easy sometimes, but we're there. I'm here. Ken, you're there. Your video's out there now, and that's going to be a major help to people. So hopefully you'll be doing us the honor and coming back again. Do you think you could do it one more time for me during the summer?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to. I learned that the more I told my story, the more I met people with similar stories. And the more help there is.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure where you were because I thought you're in Denver now. Now you're in Denver?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, because I have a lot of women in Denver. So if you ever want to expand your story, I have a building group there. But, you know, maybe, like I say, they can get together and watch your video. So I think that's wonderful, too. And whatever we can do on our end, Straight Wives, please let me know.
I appreciate everything you do, Bonnie.
Thank you so much, Ken. So, Ken, I'll say goodnight to all our listeners. We'll be back again next week. And have a wonderful week. And it is a holiday weekend next week already, right? I really lose track of the time, but we will still be back here. And we'll have our very famous doctor in the house with us. So everybody have a wonderful week. And Ken, I'll look forward to having you back here again.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night, everybody. Good night, Ken.
Good night.